You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello, and welcome to Inside Out. And it's still early enough in the year that I think I can still say Happy New Year. And I hope your year is off to a good start. I want to begin this year, and I started with the last episode, talking about this good news of Jesus Christ, that God so loved us that he hated the distance between us, and he sent his son Jesus to come to die for us, to remove our sins so that we could have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, so that we could have new life, so that our guilt and shame would be gone, removed. The Holy Spirit would be in our lives. God, Almighty God, would be our Father, help in this life, as I said. And then when this life is over, home in heaven forever. And that is the good news. And the really good news is that God did this, and it's a gift for us out of his grace, out of his kindness, out of his generosity. And by faith, we receive this good news. Now, once you hear the good news, in our day, so much good news, we're skeptical because there's usually some kind of string attached or, you know, some small print that maybe makes it not worthwhile or not actually such good news or, you know, it gets complicated. But this pure, true is good news. And I think once you hear the good news, you'll receive the good news. Who would not want, you know, this good news? And but our culture is skeptical of this. And so we've got to do a good job of presenting the good news and having the Holy Spirit to help us. Now, let me start with this, that people who are away from God matter to God. Hear that again. People that are away from God, that matters to God because he loves them. And love always yearns to close that gap. But people away from God, that matters to God. And here's the reality, it should matter to us as well. So we should be not just consumers, but ambassadors of this good news, sharing this good news. This good news is worth sharing, but it's also worth sharing the right way. And I think a lot of times the problem is with people that are unchurched, de-churched, away from God, have never come to God. I think the problem is this good news is either not getting shared or it's not getting shared in the right way. So our responsibility, and let it be our challenge, take it as our assignment, is to share this good news and to share it in the right way. I've shared the story before that when I was like 12 years old, our whole family had just gotten into church, just got born again, and the pastor talked about we should be witnessing, we should be sharing this good news. And so they actually had days where we go witnessing. And so here I am, 12 years old. They load me up in a car with two old guys, and we go into a neighborhood, and the first guy goes and knocks on a door. No one's there. He rushes back. Well, no one's there. And I think he was relieved that no one answered the door as he was about to witness to them. And the second guy, I don't remember, pretty much the same thing. And then these two old guys turn to me, skinny little 12-year-old, and say, "Hey, okay, buddy, it's your turn." And so we could see kind of catty corner behind a house, a clothesline, if you remember what those are. And somebody back there by the clothesline, so they said, "Hey, it's your turn." So I wander back there, I gulp, you know, and wander back there. And there's this huge guy, huge hairy guy, shirt off, giant tattoo across his chest of a ship or something, and he's hanging up clothes. And he gets view of me, and he said, "What do you want, kid?" And so I held up this little gospel tract. Sir, have you heard of the four spiritual laws? And he said, no, thank you. And so, you know, that kind of scarred me for a while of wanting to share the good news. But let me just say this from my, this is just my perspective. I just think that's the wrong way to share the good news. None of us felt inspired. None of us were led that day. I hope we had prayed before we'd gone out that the Holy Spirit would go before us and lead us. But, you know, it was just door to door to door. And whatever your views are on that, this is my experience here. I just feel it's unfruitful, which should indicate something's not happening right. I think we soothed our religious duty for the day, maybe, that we actually went. But I think efforts surrounding this good news and the kingdom of God should be fruitful. And there should be some real life and not so much fear in them. So again, going back, you know, that impacted me for years. Then that, you know, I didn't want to witness. And so over time, though, in maturity in God, it became more of relational, conversational, that type of thing. And we'll get into that as we talk about this. But let's go back to this. It's good news. It matters, and it's worth sharing, and it'll change your life, it'll change your eternity. So it's worth sharing in the right way. Because everybody spends forever somewhere. People need the Lord. Now listen to this in 2 Peter chapter 3, excuse me, verse 9 in the Message paraphrase. God isn't late with his promise as some measure lateness. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. I think it's pretty obvious right there. People away from God matter to God. And then listen to this, James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. And so, precious fruit of the earth, souls, it's people. And the early and late rains are reference to the Holy Spirit. So believe it or not, we are still in a period, a dispensation of grace and mercy when it's actually easy to get saved. That's why the scripture says now is the time of salvation. And God says, I'm holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone to be lost. So we're in really a period of time of grace and mercy where it's easy to receive the Lord. It's easy to get saved. Now is the time of salvation because there's coming a time when it will be hard. It will be hard to receive the Lord. And that has to do with end time events and the rapture of the church and so forth. We'll get into that later. But let me just ask you, are there people in your life that don't know the Lord? Are there people in your life that are away from him? Family, friends, maybe a neighbor, a coworker, somebody you know from, you know, the marketplace. If there's people away from the Lord that you know, people that don't know the Lord, I think we all have a part to play. And maybe your part is just to pray. Maybe your part is to share. And we've got to get our directions from the Lord on this. We've got to stir our hearts, and we've got to be equipped. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9 says, I planted the seed, this reference to the word of God. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. Other translations say it's God who gave the increase. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes it grow, who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor, for we are co-workers in God's service. Literally, in the New Testament Greek, we are errand runners. We are helpers. We are co-workers with God. So how can you and how can I work with God for the salvation of others? It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not a program. It's not self-effort. It's not let's line up and go door to door. It's working with God. Praying, planting, watering. I think it begins in our hearts. It proceeds with prayer. it proceeds with prayer and it's preceded by prayer. And I just ask the Lord, break our hearts, stir our hearts so that we bend our knees. Because one of our main purposes here is to be that errand runner, to be that co-laborer with God, to help get this good news to other people while we're in this time where it's a little easier to receive. Realize that your main God-given goal, your main God-given purpose in life is to be a light in the world. Your main God-given purpose is not to make money, be successful, have a house, a career, have fun, take that trip, get to meet them, this or that. It's to be a light in the world. And once people can see just how good, how kind, how merciful, how powerful God is, I believe they'll be open to him and come running to him. And that is good news. Well, my friend, I pray that you'll ask the Lord just to stir your heart, to start to become sensitive and aware and actually care about the people around you. Do they know the Lord? Are they walking with him? Are they away from God? Because people who are away from God matter to God, and it should matter to us. Well, I'm praying for you. I hope you have an awesome week. And so God bless you, and we'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.